Live with no panic zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. We got a lot to cover here today, and we're going to go at it fierce and fearless like we always do. Here are three big things you need to know. Number one, America's Thanksgiving Day Parade is back in Detroit. How to unlock your fun for Thanksgiving. We'll talk about that. Number two, sad story is the body of a four-year-old girl is found in Flint after a house explosion there. It's a terrible and tragic story. And number three, COVID in Michigan. The numbers are rising. Hospitals are concerned. And at the same time, mandates could crush local hospitals in Michigan and around the country. It's true. Michigan leading the country in new cases of COVID. If you're unaware of that, Michigan leading the country in new cases per 100,000 people. Cases clearly rising throughout the Midwest, other parts of the country too. Michigan solidly in the middle of a fourth wave. Not a good thing. Not a good thing. Approximately 1 in 5 COVID tests coming back positive right now. Michigan's positivity rate, 18%. But it's already over 20% in 44 counties. Highest rate in more than a year. 54.8% of Michigan residents 5 and over are fully vaccinated. 70% of Michigan residents 16 and over have received at least one dose of the vaccine. That means that 4.2 million people in Michigan are not fully vaccinated. Now, I'll be honest with you. Very hesitant to have children vaccinated. I am. In fact, throughout Europe, people 30 and under are being told, do not get the shot. Not the Moderna shot for sure. Not the Moderna shot for sure. And here's a number that those that are pushing the vaccine want you to look at. But I want you to look at it too, because I think it's telling in two ways. And that number is that 72% of hospitalized COVID patients are unvaccinated. The downside of that, more than 1 in 4 are. 28%. 28% of hospitalized patients are what they call breakthrough cases. I don't even know if you can use that term anymore. Yep, 28% of hospitalized patients fully vaccinated. Here's another number you should pay attention to. 10 to 19, that's the age group with the highest case rate in Michigan now. Cases also rising in younger kids. But the fact of the matter is, bad outcomes still not likely in that age range. So you have to ask yourself, whatever risk is associated with the vaccination, and there are risks, I don't know how significant or how big the percentage. The problem is none of us know. None of us know what to think or believe at this point. Except that I can tell you this, hospital systems are sounding the alarm about what they're able to handle as COVID cases rise. And here's a bigger concern for me. And that is shutting hospitals down basically because of mandates forcing their staff to be fully vaccinated. And if they're not, firing them. Well, you're already short-staffed. You are already short-staffed. So sending more people home because they're not vaccinated, suspending or firing people, doesn't seem like a very prudent decision or move on from where I sit. But here's one Michigan hospital executive I'd like you to hear about the crisis and what's going on. Bite 15, go with it.
And never in my career have I seen the numbers that we're seeing of sick patients. And again, the hospitals are full because of unvaccinated patients with COVID-19. These folks get admitted and they stay in the hospital an extremely long time. So not only are the numbers big, Not only are our hospitals full and the emergency departments are boarding patients, up to half of our department is full of patients waiting to be admitted to beds that don't exist at any given moment. It's sustained. This has now been going on at least 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, and we're being told by the folks around here that it may not peak until Christmas. So
that is certainly concerning to the hospital systems in the state. Hospitals around the state remain on high alert. Many struggling with the surge because, well, you've got lots of patients, plus you've got a shortage of staff. But I'll give you some examples. You know, here's the thing, and this is 3,900 people hospitalized in Michigan with COVID-19. That's about 250 less than the record set last year about this time. 848 people are in ICU and 9 hospitals are at capacity, we're told. So it looks like a legitimate surge to people. More than 17,000 new cases as of November 22nd. And so 3,900 people hospitalized. It's a good number, big number. And they say hospitals are at capacity. But again, it's not because of COVID alone. It's because of everything else. It's because of everything else. So we'll keep an eye on that. It's, you know, something we have to be aware of. That's for sure. Sad story out of Flint. I guess what I'm telling you is be mindful of how you conduct yourself. Don't forget to do the things you need to do, like wash your hands, so on and so forth. You know, act like an adult. Act like an adult. Make sure the kids wash their hands. Act like a parent. Act like an adult. Conduct yourself as such. What else can you really do? The body of a 4-year-old girl was found in the rubble that remained after a Flint home was destroyed by an explosion earlier this week. The girl was the last person missing after the blast Monday night. The second person deceased, who officials originally said was a 70-year-old man, now identified as a 55-year-old woman, actually. A man and a woman who resided in the home were taken to the hospital. The chief said one of the injured said there was a child still in the home. The two victims are believed to be the parents of the 4-year-old. The father remains in critical condition, so you could still have more problems with this. And there you go. Well, if you're a business owner and you're still going, congratulations to you. Good for you to make it through the year, that's for sure. One of my secrets to get through, of course, is being a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. No matter what happens, the experience of the chamber is always there to help me, which I greatly appreciate. You should be a member. If you're a business owner, join the Chamber of Commerce. It's a very small price to pay for a whole lot of experience. MIChamber.com, MIChamber.com, my chamber, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All right. Quick break now here on the Steve Gruber Show. When we come back, Gregory Wrightstone will be here. We're going to talk about the Petroleum Reserve and Manchin's call for the Keystone reopening. Don't go anywhere.
American history and civics education is at a turning point. Will we allow bureaucrats and lobbyists to choose what school kids are taught, or will we teach the whole truth? My friends at Hillsdale College argue for teaching the truth. They've made the Hillsdale 1776 curriculum downloadable for free at k12.hillsdale.edu. Available to teachers and citizens just like you to share with other concerned Americans. This complete K-12 history and civics curriculum is designed to give educators guidance, not mandates, and allow students to learn the tragedies and triumphs of American history as it really happened. Our kids deserve to be taught the truth through a sound curriculum that was created by teachers, not bureaucrats, and upholds the dignity of each individual. America's future depends on an honest, candid look at our history. Download Hillsdale's 1776 curriculum for free today at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.